Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we look into, or should I say, look through, a strange feature that characterises many of Hong Kong's tall buildings. Here to tell us more about the city's dragon gates is our researcher in Hong Kong, Nina Millow.
Observing Hong Kong's skyline, you'll notice a curious feature which, over the years, has become iconic of the city's architecture. From the island's southern Repulse Bay in Apley Chow to the northern Phuc Phu Lam and Admiralty, multiple high-rise building complexes across the city feature gaping holes in their structure. A couple of theories provide an explanation for this trend. According to popular belief, these holes were designed in alignment with feng shui, a traditional practice from ancient China, which uses energies from natural elements to harmonize individuals with their environment. Known as dragon gates, the gaps in buildings are claimed to serve as crossing points for dragons that fly from Hong Kong's mountains to the ocean every day, allowing the proper circulation of energy flow. One of Hong Kong's most emblematic buildings displaying this kind of cutout is the Repulse Bay, a 89,000 square foot residential complex facing the southwestern coast of the island, with a 16 meter wide and 24 meter high gap in its midst. But although the design is commonly associated with feng shui, the building's distinctive layout was apparently chosen for its dramatic aesthetic rather than to yield to superstition. Feng shui experts have even dispelled the belief, calling the holes gimmicks. According to the ancient theory, the energy of the land passes through from the underground rather than through holes in buildings. So why would architects shape these puzzling cutouts in the city's buildings? Beyond aesthetics, another much more practical explanation is tied to cost-saving measures. Back in the 1980s, developers began to build rows of high-rise blocks known as wall-effect buildings, which aim to squeeze as many units as possible vertically to make higher profit margins. One famous example is the City Garden private housing complex in Hong Kong's North Point district. Completed in 1986, the buildings are now one of the earliest wall-effect properties. As more of these properties were built, people in surrounding buildings started to complain they were blocking the views and ventilation, prompting Hong Kong's planning department to demand that a gap should be left between newly built structures. Yet because of the lack of space, creating a hole in the middle of buildings emerged as a compromise to get around the regulation, carving out a view and increasing ventilation between the towers. Another building complex in West Kowloon, which displays unexplained gaps in its structure, was designed to pay homage to Paris's Arc de Triomphe. Although many of the city's structures have been designed according to feng shui principles, gaping holes in buildings doesn't seem to be one of them. Dispelling the myth might disappoint some, but if that can provide reassurance, Hong Kong still has, according to experts, one of the best feng shui in the world.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Nina Millow for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for a full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.